I think there's a scarcity of sound here. Right? Can you help you here? Is there sound coming here?
Yeah.
Okay, Hari Bol. What's the sound today? I never sang this one, but we'll try. Sundar Bala Sati Durgala Nachat Bhi Hari Kirtan Mein Bale Chandana Tilak Manohar Alka Shubh Kapolan Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. राधा श्याम सुंदर जी की श्री कृष्ण बलराम की सीता गौर सुंदर की श्री प्रभुपाद की वेद भक्त चैतन्य सरिता गौर ब्रह्मानंद Anybody knew the meaning of that song? Anybody knew the meaning of the song? This is the glorification of Lord Chaitanya. Sundar Lala, beautiful boy. Chachi Dulala, son of Chachi Mata. Nachata Sri Hari Kirtan. He is dancing in the holy kirtan. The holy kirtan. And then rest is his description of how he was dressed, how beautiful he looked. Sire Chuda Darshi Vala, Vanapula Mala Gala, Yepara Gala. Well, Kitari Maharaj sang this one time I was here. So it's authorized, this kind of song. Hare Krishna. Om Ajnana Dimirandasya Jnanam Janasalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Nitinamine. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine. Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschatya Desha Tarile Vancha Kalpata Rubhyascha Kripa Sandhubhya Evacha Padita Nam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Thank you. This morning we are reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Leela, chapter 20. The Lord instructs Sanatana Goswami, text number 271. Mm. মায়ার যে দুই ব্যক্তি মায়া আর প্রধান, মায়া নিমিত্ত হেতু বিশ্বের উপাদান প্রধান, মায়ার যে দুই ব্যক্তি মায়া আর প্রধান, মায়া নিমিত্ত হেতু বিশ্বের উপাদান প্রধান, মায়ার যে দুই ব্যক্তি মায়া আর প্রধান, মায়া নিমিত্ত হেতু বিশ্বের উপাদান প্রধান। Material universe. Yeah. Upadan. Ingredients. Pradhan. It's called Pradhan. Now translation and purport by His Divine Grace Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada. Yeah. Maya has two functions. One is called Maya and the other is called Pradhan. Maya refers to the efficient cause, and Pradhan refers to the ingredient that creates the cosmic manifestation. Please repeat that. Maya has two functions.
Maya has two functions.
One is called Maya.
One is called Maya.
And the other is called Pradhan. Maya refers to the efficient cause.
Maya refers to the efficient cause.
And Pradhan refers to the ingredients. Create the cosmic manifestation. Thank you. And the purport is just one line here. For the further explanation, see Adi Lila, chapter 5, verse 58. Hare Krishna. And I can add it further. This is a healthy challenge. Okay, so for 58, let's see, 58 I will have here. So, Adi Lila chapter 5, text 58. Let's repeat. Read together. Say it. You there?
It's part of it.
Say it, Maya, Dui, Griha, Tasi, Jagate, Opa, Anta, Anta, Kriti. Interesting, yeah.
varieties of existence. One is called Pradhan, or Prakriti. It supplies the ingredients for the material world. So the purport here by Srila Prabhupada. Maya, the external energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is divided into two parts. Maya is both the cause of the cosmic manifestation and the agent who supplies its ingredients. As the cause of the cosmic manifestation, she is known as Maya. And as the agent supplies, the agent supplying the ingredients of the cosmic manifestation, she is known as Pradhan. An explicit description of these divisions of the eternal external energy is given in Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th canto, chapter 4, verse 1 to 4. Elsewhere in Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, chapter 63, text 26, the ingredients and cause of the material cosmic manifestations are described as follows. Kamo daivam karma jiva svabhavo dravyam kshetram pranatma vikara tat sanghato bijaroha pravaha tanmayesa tannishedam prapadye. Oh my Lord, time, activity, providence and nature are four parts of the causal aspects, maya, of the external energy. The conditioned vital force, the subtle material ingredients called the dravya and material nature, which is the field of activity where the false ego acts as the soul, as well as the 11 senses and 5 elements, earth, water, fire, air, and ether, which are the 16 ingredients of the body. These are the ingredients aspect of Maya, ingredient aspects of Maya. The body is generated from activity, and activity is generated from the body. Look at that. The body is generated from activity, and activity is generated from the body. Just as a tree is generated from the seed, that seed that is generated from the tree. This reciprocal cause is effect. This reciprocal cause and effect is called Maya. My dear Lord, you can save me from this cycle of cause and effect. I worship your lotus feet. That's the translation of that sloka. Although the living entity is primarily related to the causal portion of Maya, he is nevertheless conducted by the ingredients of Maya. Three forces work in the causal portion of Maya: knowledge, desire, and activity. This is called what? Thinking, feeling, and willing. It's not the same, right? Knowledge, desire, and activity. The material ingredients are a manifestation of Maya as Pradhan. In other words, when the three qualities of Maya are in a dormant stage, they exist as Prakriti. When the three qualities of Maya are in a dormant stage, they exist as Prakriti, avyakta or Pradhan. The word avyakta, referring to the non-manifested, is another name of Pradhan. In the avyakta stage, material nature is without varieties. Varieties are manifested by the Pradhan portion of Maya. The word Pradhan is, therefore, more important than avyakta or Prakriti. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. I was so confused. Looking at this, so many words, there is a Prakriti, there is Maya, there is Pradhan and Upadhan, so many. What do I speak about? Until yesterday morning, I was thinking, call Pranagoda Prabhu and let me speak about this. Then
Then I thought, who was giving class yesterday? Mother Madhumati?
No, Ananya
Kanchan. Oh, yeah. I think they before. And then I remember Mother Madhumati said that we are allowed to repeat. We're allowed to repeat the things what is already spoken. So I think I looked around some videos, what anybody says about Maya. And there are some things that Prabhupada has said about Maya. And the first thing what we know about Maya, when we talk about Maya, is, you know, you are in Maya, Prabhu. Maya. You know, Prabhupada explains Maya means that which is not. Ma means not, ya means which. That which is not existing, that is called Maya. An example is given. Andhakare Rajo Sarkar. If you're walking in darkness and if you see a rope and you may think this is a snake because you don't have a light, you don't have flashlight, cross light. And you may scream, ah, this is a snake. And somebody comes with a light, flashlight, or turn on the light bulb. And you see, oh, it's a rope only. So snake is not there. Snake doesn't exist in that place. Exists something else. So having the feeling of a snake is Maya. Similarly, what I thought was, the living entity in this material world thinks himself as Ishwar, he is the enjoyer, and that's Maya. Because he's not an enjoyer. Enjoyer is somebody else. Enjoyer is the Lord. Bhoktaram yagita prasam sarvaloka maheshwaram. So one living entity thinks himself to be enjoyer, he's in Maya. That's Maya. So I was looking at the meaning of the pradhan and upadan. I found some of the meanings here. Pradhan means most important, prime. Of course, this word is used as for the leaders in India. Pradhan Mantri, the Prime Minister, Pradhan Mantri, and Chief is also there. So, a major. Another meaning is the unmanifested state consisting of the three gunas in the neutralized states. So, that's pradhan. And then another meaning is prakriti and avyakta. Avyakta is, as Srila Prabhupada mentioned in the purport, avyakta is the whole thing when it is not manifested. Without variety. Subtle matter, such as the ether, that also. And then what is upadan? Upadan is, the first meaning as was given was fuel, material cause, substance. Substance that is the source and means for keeping an active process energized. Okay. Anyway, and then the gasping. I don't know how many of these things will apply here. The picking flowers, upada. Saram dhanur upadade. Bhagavatam, there's one word, upadade, means to take, to accept, or to get ready. Okay, and so when we think about Maya, and so far we understand that Maya has two shaktis, you can say. Maya shakti has two more shaktis. So by that she keeps a living entity in forgetfulness. So one is called avaranatmika, which is a covering energy of Maya, covering energy of Maya.
governing energy of Maya is, you can see that if somebody, if a living entity wants to come to Krishna, see, a living entity wants to surrender to Krishna, but there are certain things, certain things that will make him not to come to Krishna because Maya is covering him. Oh my God. You want to go to Krishna? Oh, you already you are born in such a high class family. Why are you here to go to the temple? You are already well known. Better don't. Living entity, oh yeah, I'm a high class born, you know, very high class, so why I should go to the temple? So in this verse he covers. And Janma Aishwarya, Kunti Maharaj says, Janma Aishwarya Suta Sridhi Edamana Mada. You know, his pride is going so high because he is born in high class family. Aishwarya, he has so much money, so much riches. You know? And Sruta, he is so scholarly. When he is so scholarly, he doesn't want to be close to the devotees. You know, devotees, I'm talking about Krishna. Scholar can talk about anything else, you know, not Krishna. So why? Maya thinks, Maya says, oh, you're so already a well-known scholar, don't go to Krishna, you know, they only read Bhagavad Gita. You know. And Sri, I mean beautiful, you know, one who is handsome or beautiful, they also don't want to come to Krishna. Because Maya is covering. You have this, you know, assets. Why wander in the temple around the devotees? You know? Better stay home or go somewhere else. So it's a cult, an avaranatmika shakti, that energy, that covering energy of Maya. And then second energy is prakshepatmika. Prakshepatmika. So even somebody, somehow or other man has to come to Krishna's service, Krishna's shelter, and chant Hare Krishna, all of a sudden he will find some excuse. He will just go far away from devotees and remain hidden. Because of this and because of that, you know. So many excuses. So Maya can create impose this energy upon living entity and keep away from Krishna's service. So these are two things we come to understand. The Maya works in this way. And so, because Maya is very difficult, Krishna has. And I was looking at the Bhagavad Gita, and Bhagavatam is full of Maya. Bhagavad Gita is full of Maya, Bhagavatam, and in fact, in Chaitanya is full of Maya. There is so much talking about Maya. You know? So today we are reading about Maya. You know? So Krishna says, in Mama Maya Duratyaya, my Maya is difficult to overcome. So, what to do to overcome? Mameva ye prapadyante, those who come to me, those who not only come to me, surrender. Coming and surrendering is to do something. We may come and bow down and chant a couple of rounds and then go away. But surrender is a totally different thing. If one is totally surrender, then he can cross over Maya. And to understand surrender is another topic. Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes, Sarvida Saranagati Haive Jahar Tahar Prarthana Sune Sri Nanda Kumar. There are six stages of Saranagati. Anukulya Sasankalpa Pratikulya Vivardhana. That we talk about another time. So once we go through that six types of Saranagati, surrendering process, then at that time we become pure, and then we can talk to Krishna face to face. Krishna can respond to us. So that is surrender. So mameva ye prapadyante, those who surrender to me, they can cross over to this Maya, difficult Maya. And we are in that process, of course. Don't be so hopeless that we are not nowhere. We are in that process. So one day we will get there. We'll get to that position. And we'll see Krishna face to face. I mean, we don't want to see Krishna face to face, but at least Krishna can hear our prayers. So he can respond. Bhagavatam says that Saknoti hai vayasodam, Bhagavad Gita says. Prak sarira vimokshana, kama krodha bhavam begam, kama krodha bhavam begam sayukta sa sukhi nara. Prak sarira vimokshana, before you leave this body, this material body, before you leave this material body, if you can tolerate kama krodha bhavam begam, the pushing of the kama and krodha, lust and anger, before you leave this body, if you can tolerate the pushings of anger and lust, then you will become united with Krishna. Sayukta sukhi nara. You become yogi and you become happy. Hare Krishna. So we still have to practice few more years to get there. So now here and today in this topic, we are Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is teaching Sanatana Goswami. Several days, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught Sanatana Goswami about last time I gave class, I was talking about Prabhav and Vaibhav. Krishna's Prabhav and Vaibhav Prakash. What was it? Vaibhava is when you see Krishna similar form but the different activities. That is Prabhava. Is that right? And Vaibhava is when you see Krishna same tattva but different forms. Is that right?
Only Bhagavan.
Yeah. And then expanding on that, he goes on to say of so many, let's say at least 24 avatars, 24 different names, like Keshava, Narayan, Madhava, Govinda, Vishnu, Madhusudan, Trivikram, Vaman, Sridhar, and so on. So it's the same form, but they're looking different. And the same Vishnumurti, but they're different. And how each Vishnumurti has four hands. And in four hands they have Sangha Chakra Gada Padma, all these weapons are held in different orders. So in detail that was explained. And beyond that there are six different avatars. Purusha avatar, Lila avatar, Satyavesh avatar,
Guna
avatar. Like that. So, and then here, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is teaching Sanatana Goswami that Sankarsan is the first expansion, and Sankarsan is Balaram, and the Sankarsan creates the spiritual and material world. Although there is no need of creating spiritual world, it's ever existing, right? But that everything is Sankarsan is doing whatever is provided there. And then this material world also is created by Sankarsan. But he creates it through Maya Shakti. So therefore we are coming into Maya. So here. Karanadi pare Maya Nitya Avastiti Birjara pare Parabhyame Nahi Gati. Now this was spoken by Pundarik Prabhu last time, right? So, Ragatmika Mataji asked a question. Do you remember the question? You asked a question that we see that we imagine the ocean is like in a horizontal way, right? But here, Maya is over here and she cannot get to the other side of the Viraja ocean. How is it possible? Is that the Viraja ocean is like a flat like here you see the salt ocean? Or is it like a tall? Right? That's the question. And I was kind of imagining that this maybe is tall. Like many years ago we went with our kids to Tampa to see that aquarium. Aquarium is not flat, it's tall. Then you can see so many fishes flowing, even the people go inside there and swim there inside the, and that awesome light little aquarium, like maybe like maybe half size of this room. So is it possible, maybe in Krishna's creation, that the Virja ocean is tall like this? So Maya is over here, she cannot go up on that side. So the Sankarshan can see, glances over material nature, and then material nature is inact Jada Rupa. She is matter. She has no consciousness. But as soon as Lord Sankarshan or the Lord Karana Desai glances over the material nature, she becomes enacting Satchitan. She becomes alive. And from there, Birjare Parip, okay, here this verse is. Sai Purush Maya Pane Kare Avadhan, Prakriti Kshavidhikari Kare Birjir Adhan. So as soon as Lord glances over the material nature becomes agitated. At that time, Krishna, the Lord impregnates her. So in that, and Lord Krishna mentioned that in Bhagavad Gita, Maya Adhyakshena Prakriti Shuyate Sacharacharam. Maya Adhyakshena. Adhyakshena means that there are two things you can understand. Adhyakshena means Adhyaksha. Adhyaksha means the supervision, supervisor. And under my supervision, material nature creates moving and unmoving everything. Adhyakshena means Aksha, means the eyes. When I see, when I look at Prakriti, then she started creating. So it's the same thing. Supervision means that I am looking at something that what's going on. So supervision, under superintendence of the Lord. So Maya, as explained here, Maya has two more functions that we see. Yeah, Maya is a duibritti, Maya are pradhan. Maya nimitta hetu vishwa upadhan pradhan. So the two functions, duibritti. The one is pradhan. Maya's first function is pradhan, which is unmanifested state. As long as Lord is not glancing over her, that's pradhan. And as soon as the Lord is glancing over Prakriti, then it becomes a nimitta hetu. Pradhan is nimitta hetu. And then the upadan. Upadan. I'm confused. Maya arpa. Maya is nimitta hetu. Nimitta hetu means efficient cause. Efficient cause. Srila Prabhupada explains it. It's like he gives an example, like a pot and pot maker. Pot has the machine rolling around, you know, that makes the pot. So the pot maker. Pot maker is the efficient cause. He is the one who is doing it. But then upadan is the machine and then the clay and all these ingredients. These are upadan. The both are the cause to create a pot. That may be kind of a little bit. Let's say a closer example. Let's say you are in the kitchen and you want to cook rajbhog for the Lord. You are the efficient cause, nimitta hetu. And there's a gas stove, there's water, there's grains, rice, vegetables. These are upadan, they are ingredients. So ingredients are being prepared under the supervision of you, your expertise, because you are there to make it. You are nimitta hetu. And then ingredients are upadan. So, if you're not expert enough, then these things will sit in the stove and get burnt. It won't be as well anymore. So to get that desired foodstuff, you have to work expertly. So that is the action of Maya. She is working so carefully that everything goes on right and fine. So hetu nanena gantiya jagat di parivartate. So because of that, because of this prakriti, jagat di parivartate, in this material world, everything is being happening. Everything is happening so well because Krishna is anta. The ultimate cause is Krishna. Ultimate cause is God, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Ultimate cause. And then nimitta hetu and upadana hetu. Adhishtanam tatha karta karanam cha prithak vidham vividhasta prithak cheshta daivam chaivatra pancham. Lord Krishna mentioned in 18th chapter, there are five different causes to have things being done. Adhishtanam, Prabhupada explains that adhishtanam means the body. And karta, the doer has a body, right? And karanam, the karanam means the ingredients, our senses, various senses, various ingredients, and vividhasa prithak cheshta, various types of actions, and daivam, on top of that, daivam means God. All these things are together, create something. Anyway, we'll not go too much into it. So, what I was saying. So, as a nimitta matram, nimitta means a cause. Lord Krishna talks to Arjuna in Bhagavad Gita. Arjuna, you become nimitta. You become the efficient cause. Because this war of Kurukshetra is already being done. I have killed everybody. You simply take your bow and arrow and kill them. Mayai vaite nihata purvameva, Bhagavad Gita, 11th chapter, Krishna says, I have killed them already. They are all dead bodies standing here. You become the cause of killing them. I have done the work already. Nimitta matram bhava sabya shachan. Dronam cha bhishmam cha jayadratam cha karanam tathanyana viyodha viran maya hatanstam cha himagatishta. All these great warriors, I have killed them already. Don't worry, just take an arrow and shoot them out. Now people can see that you have killed them. But ultimately I have done this work. So you take the credit. You become the efficient cause. So in this way we understand what is nimitta cause. In Sanskrit grammar we study a case. It's called instrumental case. So nimitta is instrumental case. Arjuna becomes the instrument to win the war. But Krishna has done that already. Indirectly. Directly, direct cause is Arjuna who fought. And Arjuna and maybe Bhima, all the Pandavas, they all fought. They all became engaged in fight and they won the war. But ultimate cause was Krishna. Which he mentioned, I have killed them all already. So in this way, nimitta. The example we used to study in grammar was Ramena Vanena Hato Vali. How to understand nimitta cause or the instrumental cause is Ram killed Ravana. How? He used his arrow. Arrow is the instrumental cause. Arrow is the instrument that Ram killed Ravana. Ram simply didn't blow him up. He used the arrow to kill him. So arrow is a cause. Like that. And anything that you do, there is always efficient cause. There is always nimitta hetu. I mean, the examples, there are many examples. So like I see. How you see? You see through your eyes. So eyes are your efficient cause. To see. I walk by feet. So feet, your feet are the nimitta hetu, efficient thought, to walk. Otherwise you will be simply sitting here and you don't walk. You may not be able to walk. So, let's say I write with what? Then you have your fingers and you have pencil. So these are all nimitta hetu. You write, but unless you have hand, or unless you have pen, pencil, you may not be able to write. So, in this way you understand the nimitta hetu, how prakriti is being your efficient cause, and seek, and there are many more things. From prakriti, then you have, first of all, prithvi, jal, vayu, agni, akash, earth, water, fire, and air, ether. These are gross elements, and they are subtle elements. Rupa, rasa, gandha, sparsha, there is a form, there is a taste, and what else? Smell, and a touch, and yes, okay. And then 10 senses. 10 senses means 5 knowledge acquiring senses and 5 working senses, karmendriya and jnanendriya. And above that is mind, so 11. And then after that, mind, intelligence, false ego. Ultimately there is super soul. And all these together becomes 25 elements. In Sankhya Yoga, in Sankhya as described by Kapila Muni, he takes these 25 elements, and from there the process of creation goes on, moves on. Okay. Srila Prabhupada mentioned there is another big long purport in Adi Lila, chapter 6, text number 14 and 15. I will not go that far. But he mentions that the Kapila, atheist Kapila, he takes the same ingredients and makes his philosophy without the super soul. Srila Prabhupada mentions, and he says that that philosophy is not accepted by Vedantists. This is the Vedanta philosophy. It is accepted by Vedanta philosophy. We have 25 elements. With this, the process of creation goes on. Vishwarupadan pradhan. And talking of Maya, I would like to mention a story of Markandeya Muni, who wanted to see Lord Maya, how the Maya functions. There are many different incidents. But the one incident with Markandeya Muni, it is mentioned in the Bhagavatam Canto 11. Markandeya Muni, he's very austere yogi, very self-realized, highly situated yogi. So once Naranarayan Rishi came, Markandeya Muni prayed to Lord Naranarayan, and at the end of their meeting, Markandeya Muni requested Lord Naranarayan, I have heard your Maya is so difficult. Your Maya is so wonderful and it's difficult to overcome. I would like to see that Maya, how she functions. I would like to see that Maya. Lord Naranarayan said, no, don't worry about it. You are such a yogi, it's not for you. No, I would like to see. Markandeya said, I would like to have darshan of that Maya, how that works. Naranarayana Rishi, that time said, okay, you will see in due course of time. So they returned back to Badrinath, because they live there forever. And then here, Markandeya Muni sitting in his outside bhajan kutir, but almost it's the end of the day, and he said, oh, okay, let me do my Chandavandanam, I'll do Achaman. He started doing Achaman, Umkeshavayanam, Adanyanam, Adavayanam, and then he started doing Pranayam. While he was doing Pranayam, so amazing thing happened all of a sudden, So there were clouds, raining clouds all of a sudden in the sky, and then started thundering, and then started pouring like anything. And just in a moment, it started pouring, and not pouring, and pouring, and pouring like anything, and pouring. And in a moment, he could see, Markandeya Muni could see that he is floating out there in the water. Where is my bhajan kutir? Nothing is visible. Everything is just flooded. The whole world is flooded. And then Markandeya Muni, alone, I started swimming in the water. Nothing is where I can go and rest. There is no place around. Swimming, and then there are so many waves are coming back and forth and pushing in this way and pushing in that way. Oh my God! What does all of a sudden this happened? He didn't really click that was a Maya. I asked to see it. But he couldn't imagine this. What had happened? My God. Swimming, it looks like so many months and years passed by. There's no shelter. So everything is full of water. And then after so long, sometimes he would go under the water, sometimes he would come outside the water, but, he's not dying. Oh, what? That's that amazing, So long I'm struggling here. I'm not dying. So far away, you can see there's an island over there, and there's some greenery you can see. So let me swim over there, maybe I can find some shelter over there. So he comes closer to that island, and he can see that one big, huge banyan tree with very, very fresh new leaves, banyan tree, You can imagine if you have seen banyan tree in India. People try to grow here banyan tree, but it's difficult. The banyan tree, and it's all nice. I can rest here at least for some time. So as soon as he comes closer to the banyan tree, it is full of leaves all over the place. And in one of that little leaves, there was a little boy, little child, lying on that leaf. So he says, "Oh, such a beautiful boy." He forgot swimming, and he just totally staring on this little baby. That is lying on the leaf, and the little baby is just taking his own toe and putting putting on his mouth. That's the one of the rishi, I think the Markandeya Muni, he was composing this song. Kararvinde na padarvindam mukharvinde viniveshayantam Vatasya patrasya puteshayanam vagam mukundam manasashmarami. Kararavindena padaravindam. He's saying, such a wonderful, wow, what is this? By his own lotus hand, he's taking his own lotus feet and then placing that lotus feet with to his lotus mouth. Such a lotus hand, lotus feet, and lotus mouth. Batasya patrasya puteshayana, and it's such a little baby, it's just slipping right on the leaf of a banyan tree. And he understood as my Bala Mukunda, my Lord. And as he was praying, offering his prayer, all of a sudden the Lord inhaled, and while the Lord inhaled, Markandeya Muni went inside the body of the Lord, and he could see that everything, the whole creation was there. And he started traveling, he was just having fun, looking at different mountains, different rivers, different lokas, Sarga Loka, Marta Patala, everything else. So everything went on. So many years he passed by. All of a sudden Krishna exhaled and he came out and nothing was there. And he was back to his ashram as he was about to chant Gayatri. Oh, what is that? He spent so many years, just a little fraction of a moment, back there. Oh my God, that was Maya. That is Krishna. So after that, Markandeya Muni became more fixed in the at the lotus feet of Krishna, and he remembers the Balam Mukundam Manasasmarami, Kararavindena Padaravindam, the same poem what Markandeya Muni saw over there, the little boy, a baby, sleeping on the petal of leaf of a banyan tree. That became his ever meditation, meditating object. So, I don't think I can be alive to see that. I can be alive if I get to swim in that ocean of Maya. We are already swimming in the ocean of Maya in this material world, right? So, fortunately, by the mercy of Guru Parampara, Srila Prabhupada, we have a shelter here, Srila Radha Shyam Sundar. So that is the only that's the only hope. We have Radha Shyam Sundar, and we pray to Radha Shyam Sundar, Govinda Madhi Purushanta Maham Bhajan. In this way, Krishna says, if you come to me, then I will take care of you. So, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So I will just stop here. If there are any comments and any corrections, questions, please.
Samsara Siddhita Hare Krishna. I've heard that verse
before. Any? Mother Mother Mati.
Hare Krishna.
What was that Maya like? He saw it. He experienced it. What is it? And
he saw it. I remember something it, like. But actually, it was not there.
So it was not there.
It was not there. It was not the devastation or anything. It's just in front of his eyes that happened. That he felt like it was happening. It happened, but in fact, it was not there.
So he just had a vision.
Yeah.
And that, am I correct? So, was it for a moment or half an hour? Or was it, I remember something.
If that happened to everybody, then everybody should complain. What had happened? Well, there was only Markandeya Muni because he wanted to see Maya and he got that experience.
Wow.
But it said it lasted millions of years.
Yeah, but that was only a fraction of moments. He was, as Krishna exhaled and he came out of Krishna's body, he was right there back in his ashram, about to chant his guide.
So what was millions? What are you talking, Krishna, about millions of years?
You mean Markandeya?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it says that you always for him to last millions.
Yeah, you feel like you have spent so many years wandering.
You feel like that, but it's not that he
yeah.
No. I've been here millions of years.
Yeah. There is another story in Bhavishya Purana of Narada Muni. All of a sudden he came, he wanted to see Maya, but then Krishna had been postponing. And then finally one day, okay, Narada Muni, let's go, we're going to have a little walk. That's another story. That's also Narada Muni experienced Maya in this way. The similar thing happened.
He became householder.
He has so many sons and grandsons and great-grandsons and everything. Everything was going so nice. At one point, everything is gone. And he was crying, wow, how that happened to me only? Such a nice family I had. And then he was sitting and crying. And that time Krishna said, Narada Muni, I'm thirsty. Can you get me some water? Oh, I came to get water. What happened all this time? What I was experiencing all this time? That's a different, another story. That's how Maya is like.
Then she also saw Maya.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Is that what we're experiencing? For millions of, is that what we're experiencing?
Yeah, you're experiencing that you're going through so many things, so many years, so many things, so much happened. But that happened just within the fraction of a moment. Of course, this whole material world is Maya. Maya is taking care of this material world. And this material world is within the fraction of moment in comparison to in Goloka Vrindavan. You know, it's a fraction of moment what we are all doing here. You know, we count them, Brahma lives so many millions and millions and millions of years. That just becomes a fraction of moment. Yeah, it's achintya. How can we really explain? It is there and it's not there.
There's one morning walk where Prabhupada was speaking about Maya, and he's quoting some poetry about the dark eyes of this maybe Bengali woman, so beautiful. And then Yogeshwar, he gets, I guess, uncomfortable hearing about this. He says, well, Krishna has beautiful eyes, right, Prabhupada? You know, he's trying to...
What? Krishna has what?
Dark eyes also. He's trying, Prabhupada's talking about Maya. A woman has such beautiful eyes. But Yogeshwar starts to correct Prabhupada or to try to correct the conversation or something. And then Prabhupada says, why you bring Krishna? We're talking about Maya.
So when you're talking Maya, let us be in Maya. Yes, we're done? Somebody to? Who? Anyone else? Okay, Prabhupada ki jai, Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai, Hare Krishna.